So we're talking today with Dr. Brian Donner. He's Chief Executive Officer and Medical Director for Compassionate Certification Centers, which is presenting the 2017 World Medical Marijuana Business Conference and Expo in Pittsburgh on April 21st and 22nd. Dr. Donner, thanks for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me, Ed. Pleasure to be here.
So this is a very ambitious conference you're doing. You're expecting 1,200 doctors?
Yes, we're absolutely. We're hoping for to get over 1,000 providers there to be part of the CME portion of the program that we're going to have. So lofty expectations, but we hope to get as many providers there as we could.
And who else is this conference for?
It's really going to be for everybody and anyone who's interested in marijuana and where it is in our country, and particularly in Pennsylvania. So not only for clinicians, providers, and patients, but also for businessmen, entrepreneurs, college students, job seekers. Really, everybody would have an interest in this convention. We'll have something for everybody there.
Now, how do you address the critics that will say something like, this entire medical marijuana industry is just a cover for getting the door open for recreational use? How do you address that?
Absolutely, and that's a good question. And usually whenever I talk to people about that, it's usually more a matter of education than anything else. When you are able to explain that there is an actual medical utility for medical cannabis and marijuana, I think that helps them understand it much, much better. When you can explain that there's certain conditions and show proof in the pudding, per se, that's really whenever you can help convince people that there's a real utility for it, and it's not just on a recreational use.
How did you first get interested in medical cannabis?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been involved particularly in medical cannabis for probably the last 2 years. As a clinician, I'm a very big researcher, and I started reading about some of the research and was very intrigued. I felt that there was need for alternative treatment options, particularly in our country, for example, the opiate epidemic. And really, that just sort of increased my personal interest. I then did some research from a business and legal standpoint, really trying to understand as much background as I could about it. And then I tried to educate myself as well as I could from a clinical standpoint.
Why is the word compassionate in the name of your organization?
Yeah, that's a great question. That was the most important word that we can put in there, because that's really what we want to focus on. And our organization really wants to focus on helping bring providers and patients together, and really making sure that relationship is smooth and symbiotic and going to be mutually beneficial. I think that obviously involves a real high sense of compassion in there. So we wanted that to be evident whenever people first come across our organization.
Now, you're involved with concussion research right now, and you've got two members or former members of the NFL coming to this conference. Is that kind of a coincidence, or how did that come about? What's the tie-in there?
No, it's not a coincidence at all, to be honest. So, yeah, I do. I help run with my partner, Dr. Patel, a concussion clinic, and we're currently doing some research there. Obviously, at this point, we really don't have any definitive treatments for concussion or traumatic brain injury. I think that one of the alternatives, obviously, would be medical marijuana or cannabis. And so I think that absolutely needs to be explored. So my hope is that by really getting some athletes and some people who have been out there and can talk to the community, and the community will listen, that could help lead us to research in that particular area, and specifically medical marijuana and its impact on concussion.
So as you're talking to doctors about your conference, what are the top concerns that they have about cannabis?
Absolutely. And I think you have two sides of this. You have the providers, the clinicians who are in support of cannabis and medical marijuana, and the ones that are somewhat more hesitant, I would say. For the supporters, the big thing becomes twofold. Number one, they want to make sure that they're safe from a legal standpoint. The most of the providers I talk to want to initiate this treatment on their patient's behalf or on their benefit, so they want to make sure that they are legally sound and what they're doing. The other part of that becomes a clinical aspect. At this point in time, there is really no formal medical education on medical marijuana, so it can be a rather intimidating process to undertake. I think that doctors will often ask us how they become educated so that they're able to do this on their own and really to help their patients and integrate it into their practice. And that's one of the things that our company really focuses on help doing as well.
I've seen where a great amount of the confusion comes in dosage. They don't know what to recommend for what kinds of conditions. Is that one of the things you're really going to address with this conference?
Absolutely. That's part of it. And to be honest, the dosing parameters that you can come across are very widely spread out. It's not only the dosing, how much, but what route are you going to take it? Is this transdermal? Is this going to be ingested? So it's a very finesse type thing. It's more of an art, really, at a science at this point. And that's why I think we're going to focus on really getting more of a scientific aspect to have some proof in the pudding with this.
Talk to me about what is the typical response you get when you're talking to doctors about the endocannabinoid system, the bodily system and not the plant, and how aware of this system are they? And once they realize that there's an entire system of the body to receive these cannabinoids, does that change their attitude?
It absolutely does, and that's a great point. I'm glad you brought it up. Really, physicians, many of us are scientists by nature and in heart. So when you can explain to somebody that there is really an endogenous or an effect on a neurotransmitter and chemical level that's going to affect have a physiological response in the body, that physicians and providers really can help relate to that a lot. So more so than, hey, what is this doing? This is just dulling symptoms. No. We can actually point to definitive benefits that we can see. And the research has helped to show that so far, but we really need more to pinpoint that down and to help convince the masses.
What's your response to the DEA when they say there's no medical value and no evidence of any medical value for cannabis?
It's upsetting. To be frank, I think at this point there's obviously been shown a very big potential utility for cannabis and medical marijuana, and I think that really the big thing would be to deschedule so that further research can be done. I think the way that they have it, where states at this point are essentially doing things what they think is right, and the federal government is somewhat lacking behind. There have been some steps forward, which is fantastic, and I personally feel that it's really only a matter of time. So I just try to, as much as I can, focus on what we can do to help convince the government, the FDA, the DEA, everybody that this is going to be a sound medical treatment and that the research really needs to be done, and we can prove it to them.
Is there any last point that you would like to make about the conference coming up in April?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that a question I get asked a lot is, how do you talk to clinicians or providers who really are against medical marijuana and aren't interested in doing this at all? Why should they come to the convention? And I would say this, it's for your patients. And the reason is that we as providers have an obligation to our patients to understand the treatment options that are available today. If your patient has one of the disease entities or processes that could potentially benefit from medical marijuana, I strongly feel that as their provider, you are obligated to be able to explain that to them. Whether you believe in it or not, you should be able to explain to them factually what's going on and understand it yourself. And I really, that's my big focus, and I always like to bring that up. So it's not only if you're for medical marijuana, but really even if you're against medical marijuana, we really just want everybody to be educated, and then they can make their own sound judgment.
Well said. Thank you for speaking with us today.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you.